Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hall of Famer Charles Barkley joining us on the show. I didn't care about basketball. I didn't care about anything else other than sources close to me tell me Charles Barkley is playing great golf.
I'm playing great, brother. I'm playing really well, Dan. I'm having a lot of fun. Shout out to my coach, Stan Utley. I'm about a 10 right now, and I am flat out balling, brother.
I heard that there was a member at Whisper Rock, and you and your former teammate, Dan Marley, won the member, according to my sources. Would you care to comment?
Yeah, we won it. Dan played great. I held my end of the bargain. I got accused of cheating.
Oh.
Because my official handicap is probably 14. But I'm playing like a 10 right now, Dan. I'm not going to lie. But so – with my shots, we ran away with the competition. But I'm probably going to be a 10 in the next month because I'm playing great, and I got to just put in a few more scores.
Okay, what changed?
You know, I met Stan about 3 or 4 years ago, and, you know, I worked with some of the best teachers in the world, you know, Butch Harmer, Stan, my man Hank Haney. But I started listening to too many people. That's why I lost my swing. And Stan took me on this wing, and, man, I listened to him. I don't listen to anybody else about my swing, and the rest is history.
But how much of this is mental? How much of it was physical?
That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that question. But clearly I had some mental issues. I mean, some people still, I still got mental issues. So, but, you know, Dan, I just listened to Stan. He's the best teacher I ever worked with as far as simplifying. He tries to make – hey, quit thinking about golf swing. Try to do this. So I think that's the best thing he does.
I'm happy for you because I've seen it, and it was painful to watch you. And I always told people you love golf so much that even though – and I don't know if you felt embarrassed or not, but I think people felt embarrassed for you when they watched you with that golf swing.
Well, I think it was probably humiliating more than anything. I mean, it sucks to play bad golf. Dan, I quit playing golf except for charity for the last 25 years. You know, I played for charity for friends of mine, but when I was a really good player back in the 80s and 90s, I played like 200 days a year. But then for 20 years, I only played for charity because, you know, hey, if you're going to raise money for charity, you can embarrass yourself. But then, but it wasn't fun.
No.
But now it's fun.
All right. Couple of things here. How much did you push for Deion to be Auburn's head football coach?
I wanted Deion. First of all, I want to welcome Coach Freeze to the Auburn family. I talked to him when he first got the job, and I'm 100% behind Coach Freeze. But I wanted Deion. I don't call the AD. I don't call the president. I was asking an interview who I wanted to be the coach. I wanted Deion Sanders. And because I love the guy, I got a lot of love and admiration for him and respect. He's going to do a hell of a job in Colorado, a hell of a job, just like he did at Jackson State. But Auburn went in a different direction. But like I say, I just announced publicly who I wanted. But Coach Freeze is our coach, and I got his back now.
Did you reach out to Deion?
I've been talking to Deion plenty of times.
Yeah,
because I wanted him to know, like, hey man, consider Auburn. But, hey, like I say, Deion's a great friend of mine. Man, you know, he's one of the few people I've ever been around, Dan. When he's in the room, you know he's in the room. And the thing is, he ain't never failed at anything in his life. So wherever he went, he was going to be successful. And he's going to put a tremendous spotlight on your program. I mean, when game day went to Jackson, Mississippi.
Yeah.
I mean, I think about I love sports. I've heard Jackson State more in the last 3 years than I heard my first 60 years of life. So, but now he's going to Colorado. And the thing I admire about Deion also, Dan, when he went to Jackson State, they sucked. He made them winners. He didn't take no cushy job in the Power Five. He went to another program that sucks. If you don't admire that, you're just a jackass.
He's Charles Barkley, the Hall of Famer, TNT, Inside the NBA analyst. I threw the BS flag when Kenny Smith knocked Shaq into the Christmas tree. There is no way little Kenny can knock Shaq. Shaq is a great team player and great comedian. Be honest now. Did Kenny actually knock Shaq into the tree?
So, you know, I've heard people saying it was fake. First of all, if you know Kenny and Shaq, they're not going to be at work early to rehearse nothing. Let's get that out of the way. Hey, Dan, if we go on at seven, Kenny's going to show up at 6:52.
Yeah.
He's not going to be there that early. I think what just really happened, I think Shaq just got off balance.
Really?
I mean, yeah, I think he just got off balance. I don't think Kenny, to be honest with you, I don't think Kenny really meant to knock him that hard into the tree. But, you know, it's kind of like your last couple of years when you're an NBA player, when you can run, but you can't stop. And I think when he hit him, he just caught him off guard, and Shaq just couldn't stop.
Shaq's a big guy. God.
He just kind of bumped him and knocked him off balance. I mean, it wasn't a full body blow. I think Shaq was running, Kenny was running, and he bumped him. And once Shaq started leaning, he couldn't stop.
There's a new book out, a biography Tim Bella wrote on you. It's called Barkley, just in time for the holidays. And, you know, I'm reading some excerpts in there. He alludes to the fact that you and Madonna could have been a thing when you were playing. How close was it to dating Madonna?
You know, it's interesting. I have nothing to do with the book. I was disappointed that he insinuated that I had something to do with the book, because a couple of my close friends who I know would never talk to him, they sent me the email. He says, Charles is aware of the book, but I have nothing to do with the book. I don't know what's in the book. I have met Madonna one time in my life. She was an awesome lady. We had dinner one time because a friend of mine, Arsenio Hall, said, hey, Madonna's in town. She's looking for a place to go to dinner. I took her to dinner. She was fabulous. That's the only time we met in our life.
So were you going to be the guy before Rodman? Did she have to rebound with Rodman after you turned her away?
That was no rebound.
Oh, okay, okay. All right, okay. All right.
But to answer your question, I was before Dennis. but we went to dinner one time, and that's it. She was awesome. But that's the only time we've ever met.
You weren't strange enough, probably. That's why she, you know, moved on to Rodman.
No, the one thing I figured out during our dinner, because it was like a 2 or 3 hour dinner, and there was a couple other people there. She is normal. She was just doing all that stuff for show.
Oh.
Which, like most celebrities that I met who are strange, they're not like they are privately. They just have a gig going publicly.
Well, then Dennis Rodman was that same way.
100%. Dennis is one of my great friends. I love that guy. Dennis is not a strange guy at all. But it's a great show. You think about it. Dennis Rodman was a great defender and a great rebounder. He didn't start making a crap load of money until he started dressing up in dresses and things like wedding dress. And he probably made an extra 10 to 15 because nobody's paying big money to a guy who played defense and rebound, Dan. But when he started dressing up and doing crazy stuff, that's when he became full-blown Dennis Rodman. I mean, think about it. He wasn't full-blown Dennis Rodman when he was with the Detroit Pistons. He was just a heck of a player. And the same thing with the Spurs. When then when he went to the Bulls and started, remember he got married and wore a wedding dress?
Yeah.
That's when that thing fully exploded.
I saw where you said maybe it's time to blow up the Miami Heat. Oh, really? You don't think that they can't challenge this year?
No, they can't challenge. They're not very good. First of all, Boston and Milwaukee are so far ahead of – now, the Cavaliers might be the third best team in the Eastern Conference, but the Milwaukee Bucks – well, the Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks are so far ahead of any team in the Eastern Conference. That thing is pretty much a wrap to me. Unless somebody make a huge trade, it's going to be Boston and Milwaukee and the Cavaliers going forward.
At what point could the Lakers turn this around where you think that they could be a contender? Or given what the roster is, are they going to be a contender this season?
Well, I've said for the last three, it's all on Anthony Davis. If Anthony Davis plays like he's played the last month, because, listen, we all love LeBron. He's 38 years old. It's all about Anthony Davis. You see, they won 8 out of 10 because Anthony Davis, you know, I said about 5 years ago, I said, this guy's going to be the best basketball player in the world in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
And he's had regressed, but the last month he's been, other than Jason Tatum and Giannis and Luka, he's been the best player in the world. But he's the guy who's going to be able to make them contenders. And I'm not even sure they're going to be contenders because the Nuggets, the Suns, they're probably the two best teams in the West, in my opinion.
What about Memphis?
I'm not sold on Memphis, to be honest with you.
Right.
I'm not sold on Memphis.
But I brought this up the other day. How many players are tune in, like you'll tune in to watch them? Because, you know, people are talking about how Jason Tatum might be the MVP. I said, but he's not a tune-in he's not a tune-in guy. Ja Morant's a tune-in. Dame Lillard, Zion, Luka, Giannis, LeBron, I guess.
Oh, hold on. Dan, I want to stop you for a second. I forgot to mention the Pelicans in that group, too.
Okay.
Because if Zion keeps playing like he's playing, they're right there with the Suns and the Nuggets. They might be the third best team, the Pelicans. If Zion can stay healthy, they might be the third best or maybe even the best team. It's all going to depend on Zion's health.
Okay.
But to answer your question, Jason Tatum, to me, he's taking his game to a whole nother level this year. This ain't the same guy who's played the last couple of years. I think he was probably embarrassed by how the playoffs went. And I think he's like, yeah, I'm better than that. Because he did not play great in the finals. And, you know, sometimes, you know, that takes you to the next level. Because right now he's on a whole nother level with those Celtics. But there's probably only five guys who are must-watch television.
Who would that be?
Giannis, Luka, Ja. I'm going to put Jason in that category. If Anthony Davis playing like he's playing right now, he's in that category. Zion is in that category. Is there anybody I'm missing?
I said Dame. I love watching Dame Lillard.
Oh, I love Dame. I want to put Dame in there.
Steph Curry.
Steph Curry.
Yeah, Jason Tatum's not tune-in factor. I appreciate his game. I just think he's on a very good team.
Well, he's the best player on a good team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Joker is not tune in quality.
He's not. But yeah. But I love the Joker's just a great, great player. I love watching that dude play basketball. And a lot of people can learn from the Joker, saying you don't have to be able to run and jump over the building to be a great player.
Yeah. Hello. You're looking at one.
Hey, guys.
You got
to
go.
Y'all say hello to Dan Patrick.
Thank you. you got a gallery?
No, this is the foursome. I had to leave my foursome to talk to your
ass. Where are you playing?
Old Memorial down, down in Tampa.
Tampa. I played there.
Yes. Guys, this is a great Dan Patrick.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah, he's one of the best guys ever to do it.
Hi, guys.
Yes.
Hey, Dan. How are you, buddy?
Charles is buying drinks. Charles buying drinks for everybody.
Hey, hey, Dan. That's the new rule of life right now with my new contract. I'm damn sure buying drinks for the rest of my life for everybody.
Hey, next time you're in Durham, you come play Hope Valley with us.
Okay, I appreciate that. Hey, hey Dan, since I got my new contract,
I
guess that's a new rule with all my friends. Chuck is paying to the day he die.
Well, you did that before you signed that contract.
Yeah, now I just can buy him more expensive stuff.
Yes, yes. hey, great to talk to you. And I'm really, seriously, I'm very happy. I'm one of the few people that can remember when you played good golf. And we played in Dayton, Ohio, and you shot a 79. And that's why when it all fell apart, I'm like, wow.
That was, you know, you asked me earlier, Dan, it was frustrating, humiliating, humbling. It was just awful. But, man, I just want to tell you this, man. You've been a friend for a long time. You're one of the best to ever do it.
You're back.
You're the best.
You
You're
are. Paid. Charles is back here, guys.
Yeah. Hey, and let me tell you something. To all your fans out there, your listeners, hey, man, y'all have a great Christmas. Have a great Christmas.
We will see you in Arizona for the Super Bowl.
I told you I let you do, which I ain't never did. I told you I ain't never let a camera at my house, ever. We'll do your show from my house one day, from my putting green or my tennis court.
You know what we might do is come out there and then bring the camera and do an interview with you, and you could kind of show us around the estate, the compound. How about that?
I call it the compound.
Yeah, compound there.
Yeah.
And then
you can
we can stay.
And you I told you, if you ever come to Arizona.
No, we are. We are.
Okay. I'll show you around the Barclay compound.
All right.
All right, boy. I love you.
Buddy.
Have a great Christmas.
You too, buddy. All right, that's Charles Barkley. Yeah. I had a friend go, you'll never guess. Barkley's playing great golf. I go, what? He's on the course right now. I love it. Because I've been there. I've seen that up close and personal. And, you know, I think what happened was one of the pros said, pause for a split second at the top of your swing. Just pause. And then he got up there and he couldn't get back down. And then it only got worse, but he still loved to play. Yeah, Paul.
You know, we should really name the Guest of the Year Award after Charles, because he's the lifetime of this show.
Mm.
He and Reggie Miller are the...
Sandler?
Yes. But Charles has been there, I mean, well back to
Will
the
Ferrell.
ESPN days. And and there's been a lot of times when Charles... There's people lower on the food chain than him that don't do interviews or blow us off.
I've known him for over 30 years. I go back to Phoenix Suns days with him. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, a ton, including include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
We did it. We made it to a Friday. It's the final hour. It's a Meat Friday at that. And in case you're wondering, and I know you are, you got the Traegers fired up. Yep. Grilled kielbasa and sauerkraut, pierogies, meat pierogies, potato cheese pierogies. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
And you can vote most valuable, least valuable, most improved, and least improved, Danette. You can go to danpatrick.com, and we will tabulate the votes. Nobody's going to know the vote totals until that final show before Christmas break. There's been tension here. There's been subterfuge. There's been sabotage, backstabbing, and that's on a normal day. Now you throw in the voting in there, and it's getting a little tense. Little tense. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp at danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. We say good morning to those watching on Peacock and those listening on our radio affiliates around the country. Seton, the poll question for the final hour of the program this week.
Get you a couple updates here. All right.
By the way, the 15th is the last day you can order something on danpatrick.com that will guarantee that it'll get there in time for the holidays. Okay, Seton.
We put up there Sean McVay and the Rams getting Baker Mayfield off waivers was lucky or orchestrated. Right now, 57% of the audience said it was lucky.
Okay. And maybe it never comes out. I just speculated as I'm watching the game that Baker Mayfield is able to go in there, different language with what you call plays and audibles and formations and all of that. And just getting to know the personnel there, and in the span of 24 hours, he's going to be able to do that. I just thought, he went to the Panthers and said, hey, I want to be put on waivers. And they're like, okay. Then he booked a flight to L.A. before the Rams picked him up. Okay.
Bet on himself.
I know. And I thought, okay. I mean, if he did it, good for him. But I'm going to guess the NFL would frown upon that if Sean McVay said, hey, I'm going to send you a playbook here. Or here's some plays to get ready. We're going to pick you up, and you won't get to San Francisco. And then it turns out the Rams were the only team that I think, you know, selected Baker Mayfield off waivers. But I like it. You know? And the first three quarters, you know, there wasn't much offense there. But I wasn't expecting much. I just thought, you know, if he gets in there, that's great. It's a great story. And all of a sudden, the Raiders acted like the Raiders of the early part of the season. And the Raiders wanted to help the story. It's like, hey, that's a pretty cool story. We're in Hollywood. How do we help the story? How about offsides, or how about, you know, pass interference? Yeah. That'll help. And then it's a 98-yard drive. I don't think they had any timeouts, did they?
No. The odds were against it.
Yeah. And it wasn't like it's one of those home games. I know it was in Los Angeles, but it still felt like that was a Raiders game, Raiders home game. Al Michaels was on the call. Al will join us coming up in about a half hour from now. Yes, Marv?
Did the Raiders lose it, or did the Rams win it?
I'm going to say the Raiders lost it.
Wow.
Yeah, I am.
Hour three poll question, boom, right there.
Okay, yeah, Paul.
The Raiders had the ball 3rd and 1 with like 2:50 to go. If they get the first down, the clock's running, they got to use the last time out. They take 3 knees, and it's over.
Yeah. I mean,
couldn't do it.
Yeah. There's been some bad coaching. The Saints game against the Buccaneers, bad coaching, costly. Big games coming up this weekend, the Jets plus 10, Vikings plus 2 against the Lions. Ravens are getting 2 against the Steelers. Tampa plus 3.5 against the Niners. I wonder if Jimmy G was the quarterback, what that line would be. That'd be about 5, maybe. maybe not that much, but Dolphins are 3-point favorites against the Chargers in Los Angeles. The Raiders' odds to just make the playoffs, plus 10,000. That was after last night's loss. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. And Sunday night, it'll be Tua, the Dolphins, going to L.A. to battle Justin Herbert and the Chargers, Sunday 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Sean Salisbury, our good buddy, the former quarterback, NFL, USC, host of the Sean Salisbury Show on Sports Talk 790 in Houston. Sean joins us now. All right, Sean, help me understand. You play on a variety of teams, but 2 days to get ready for a game with the different language, terminology, staff, personnel? I mean, how unlikely is that what Baker Mayfield did if it was indeed only 24 hours to get ready for the Raiders?
Yeah, Dan, highly unlikely. Now, as a veteran in the league, you think you know how to study. And when it's like when a young kid, they'll go in there watching the film and they're really not sure what they're looking at. And then as they get older, they know what to look at and keys. It's the same thing with this. As a veteran, you know the keys to study to make sure you can at least get in and out of the huddle. And I guarantee you, no matter who you are or how brilliant you are, to be able to scale it down. So he's doing stuff that he's familiar with, that obviously Sean McVay knows, get him on the move, get the quick game out. So I would imagine they scaled it down and probably made the verbiage pretty easy. But to do what he did, and especially on the long drive, probably doing more reacting than overthinking. And some of those plays probably were, he didn't really have a clue what he was doing like a rookie would, but just executed him. It's highly unlikely. Now it goes back in. But I would imagine they gave him the old crash course of, you know, it's 8-10 hours a day studying so you could at least get your team out of the huddle and have a chance.
Okay, but Sean McVay's role in that final drive is what?
Depending on how fast you're playing, if they're sending wigwagging in, they probably go in and prepared, saying if we're in a two-minute situation or if we're not huddling, here's the three or four plays. You don't need to cross over formations like you would, Dan, a two-minute drill where we all have six or seven plays we go to and you get the ball and you don't usually try to flip-flop formations. But if you're using timeouts and getting in a huddle and or you're rushing up there, and especially in this situation where it's new and Baker's probably searching around for some help, while you're getting to the line of scrimmage or while you're in between plays, you look over there and you guys have a, you know, hand signals to tell you what to run next. But I guarantee they went in with a plan, great coaches do, of what if, and then it just becomes reacting, especially that late. Baker, you could tell, just was playing football like you're out in the schoolyard the last drive and doing what he does, and then the great fade throw. So McVay had a plan, and then you look to him if you need something. But a lot of that, if you're playing fast with tempo, is on the quarterback to make the play and execute and get him in and out of the huddle still. But you don't have a wide variety. You have scaled down.
All right, but what role did the Raiders play in all of this?
Well, they played the Raider role, as putting themselves in a position not to defend, playing man coverage. Listen, when you're playing, especially in the final throw there, on drives where you're 98 yards and you're playing it soft, thinking, well, keep things in front of them. But they kept moving and kept moving. At that point, the quarterback gets momentum, and then you press man, and he doesn't have a read to go through. One-man route, throws the ball to Jefferson on a great drop shot. I think a lot of this was just reacting for Baker Mayfield because you can't outthink it, and I prefer a guy who reacts more than he does think. Think 6 days, and in his case, he's think 2 days, yeah, and then you react on game day.
All right, tell me what the Niners do to kind of insulate Brock Purdy, and right out of the gate, he's going to be going against Tom Brady and the Buccaneers.
Right. Now, the offense thing, you can stop their offense, especially if you hit Brady early and get a lead and make them chase. You know they're going to throw, Dan. They've done a lot of one-dimensional stuff, meaning the Buccaneers. Here's what I would have told Brock Purdy after that win, and it's different when you come off the bench, which I've done plenty, and you go in there, and again, you're just reacting. Then the week of preparation. Tampa Bay's defense is going to fly around. Todd Bowles is going to make them multiple. But I would have told Brock Purdy this week, if I was Kyle Shanahan, because I've been in the situation, I don't want you to come to me and say, just don't lose it, play it safe. I know that. Any quarterback knows that. I would want Kyle to say, we're not changing the offense. You do a lot of the same things Jimmy does. We're going to play to your strengths. If you see a guy open and you see man coverage, take your shots. Just do it judiciously. And we got a great team around you. It's the whole thing. I don't want to be a hero. He does not need to be a hero because their team is so good. And he doesn't need to match Brady throw for throw. Their defense is going to take care of that. I would tell Brock Purdy, you're our quarterback. I'm not backing off. We are going to attack. I want you to play aggressive. Mm. Don't play scared. Just don't play stupid. It's a pretty easy concept. I don't need the negative part of it.
Do you think the Niners should have picked up Baker Mayfield?
I understand why they would have, but I also understand why they didn't. And it's not anything disruption to the room. I would like a veteran in that position. What happens if Purdy's out a game or two? Knowing what we know after last night, the answer is yes. And Baker's played some good football. But I think he's counting on that they'll stay healthy, that they're going to run the ball, protect him, and keep him out of it. But I'm always big on the guy behind the starter of being a guy who's got experience that doesn't need a lot of practice time. But I do think Brock Purdy's going to be in a position with that team to play good football, and Kyle will protect him with his play calling.
Sean Salisbury, former NFL USC quarterback, host of the Sean Salisbury Show on Sports Talk 790 in Houston. I'm still trying to figure out, I'm mesmerized by the Broncos' lack of offense. Like, it's almost impossible to be that bad.
I agree.
This isn't week three. Does anything change the rest of the year with Denver's offense? And if not, why?
Well, if the other team doesn't show up, there's runs out there with seven guys. Dan, they're the most disappointing team because of the expectations, even in the West going in. And I think Russ Wilson, I'd take 25 quarterbacks over him this year. I would. I'm not talking about cumulative career. I'm talking about this year. Indecisive, late with throws. It doesn't seem like the same aggressive approach on the field. And it looks to me like Nathaniel Hackett's in over his head a lot of times. You put those two together, and you have what you're seeing. They can't score. So how's it going to change? There's nothing that's indicated to me on the offensive side of the ball that it's going to get better. And to me, when Russ Wilson, I don't want to hear the excuse by anybody, well, it's his first year in the system. It's Kevin O'Connell and Kirk Cousins' first year. It's Tua and Mike McDaniel, their first year. You can go up and down the list. So we're past the point of giving hall passes. Russ Wilson's been the biggest disappointment. If they had to do it again now, you think they'd pay that and give away all those assets? He's just a guy right now. He's not that guy. He's just a guy. So is it the chicken or the egg, the coach or the quarterback? But at some point, if you're a $200 million quarterback, you got to overcome bad play calling, and neither one of them are good. I think that team's going to look at another coach this offseason, whether they fire him or not. They got to be mulling that over. And right now, Russ Wilson looks like a guy. You could have done the same thing with Drew Lock. Yeah. It's a bad mix right now, Dan. They're not very good.
I'll leave you with this. Geno Smith is having a wonderful season, and it looks like Seattle's all in on him as they move forward here. But you're going to have a top four pick because you have Denver's pick. If you're Seattle, you don't get up there very often. Do you take a quarterback, even though you could get the second best quarterback off the board, and maybe you sign Geno Smith for a 2-year deal or something like that? What do you think the game plan will be for Pete Carroll in Seattle?
I think I'd do both. I would keep Geno Smith, like you said, sign him for a couple of years, and I would have the guy in waiting. If, when you sit in those meetings with Pete Carroll in the front office and you ask yourself, is it Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud, whoever that is, Will Levis, is he for the next 10 years or 8 years after Geno's 2 years changing our franchise? Is he that impactful? If the answer is yes, you draft him. You don't ever pass up on what you perceive as a franchise quarterback. The other side of it, though, I guarantee they're treading a little more lightly or reservations because Geno has not only resurrected his career, this isn't fake. He's playing at different venues, different styles, sometimes bring out the best, and he has started to elevate. So you look at it that and say, okay, why wait 2 years? There'll be another quarterback in 2024. Let's go get Will Anderson, or let's go get Jalen Carter. Let's go get one of those guys who can impact it. We got a guy who's played MVP-type football. We can wait till 2024. I think Geno Smith has earned the starting quarterback job and big money at the quarterback position, and I love seeing that from a guy who, well, has been in his situation many times, just hasn't played as well as him.
You're in Houston. Deshaun Watson came to town and didn't look good. Did you expect him to look good? What were the expectations of Deshaun Watson, who hasn't played in 2 years?
For me, Dan, I thought he'd be rusty early. I didn't think, because I haven't seen him so many times here, the guy's so gifted on the field, that eventually he'd get back into his rhythm and they'd call plays to get him going. But he was yanking balls into the ground. He didn't look like a guy who was out 700 days. He looked like a guy who was out about 750 days. But he will get better. There's only one place to go. Unfortunately for their defense, you know, when they score twice and get a special teams touchdown, he didn't have to do much, but he did not play well enough to win. And I wonder in that locker room, when you just handed it to Deshaun, I give nothing but respect to the way Jacoby Brissett, at least knowing what was going to happen, got him to that point. Watson will play better. He was far more rusty than I even expected, because I just kind of think those great quarterbacks figure it out. I would imagine in the next 2 weeks it'll start to feel better. But you can never simulate game situations, no matter how hard you try on the practice field.
Always great to talk to you. We appreciate your insights. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
That's Sean Salisbury, former NFL USC quarterback and host of the Sean Salisbury Show, Sports Talk 790 in Houston. We'll come back. We'll get some phone calls here. And once again, December 15th, last day that you can order things on danpatrick.com to be delivered in time for the holidays. We are working on another batch of moonshine. In fact, a couple of batches of moonshine. We'll let you know. You know, it's always great when part of your job that day is to taste test. Yes, Paul.
You're not going to make us stay late again today, are you?
I know. I know. When I said to the Danettes, I said, hey, guys, got to stay a little bit later. I said, well, we're going to be testing and tasting some moonshine. Oh, okay. Yeah, Paul.
You know what's funny how you did it the other day? You and Seton were in the other room, and you were starting, and you walk in the room, you're like, hey, Paul, can you come in the other room? I'm like, oh, man, am I getting a talking to? No, I got a couple shots.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here, I need you to take drink this real quick.
Okay. Close the store behind you.
Yeah.
And have a seat.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, Todd.
I was just as enthusiastic.
You had already gone.
I took a sip before I left.
I think you left. I think you stormed out.
But I was hitting the road. I couldn't drink too much. I got to, you know, drive safely on the highway. So I took a little sip.
Of course. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Not a bad day. Not a bad day at all. And then we get to finish off with the great Al Michaels, who I believe is set to join us right now. Is that right, Tom?
Pierogies and Al Michaels.
Yeah.
All set.
Pierogies, kielbasa, and Al Michaels, of course, in the same sentence. Good morning, Al. How you doing?
No vegetables, Dan. You know that. None. None. No, sir.
It did shock me the first couple of times I sat down to have dinner with you at the Olympics, and when they were trying to bring even parsley and put it on your plate, you're like, no, nothing green on this plate.
No, I don't want the vestiges of it. You know, sometimes you go throw a tomato out there, and a tomato leaks, and there's a little bit of juice. You know, the other day I had breakfast at a place, and you know, the tomato derivatives got into the eggs, and you know, I'm a pain in the ass in restaurants, trust me. But you know, otherwise I'll sit there and starve to death.
The full introduction: Amazon Prime Video, Thursday night, play-by-play voice, a Hall of Fame broadcaster. And if you were going to write a storyline, if I said that's the storyline prior to the start of the game, Al, what would you have told me?
All I know is that at the end of the game, I should have said, do you believe in Mayfield? I mean, it was – when we heard about it on Tuesday, we're going, well, there's no way. And then Sean McVay was telling us in the meeting that there's a possibility, and he got to town on Tuesday night at 9 o'clock to schlep between LAX and where the Rams train out in the Thousand Oaks area. He got to the facility at about 9 o'clock, met with the coaches, put him up at a hotel that night, came back to the facility, worked out. On Wednesday, practiced with the team, you know, introduced himself to the guys. And then Sean said that, hey, we'll see. You know, there's a chance that at least we'll suit him up. And the Rams had, you know, they had John Wolford, who had played pretty well against Seattle the week before. And they started him last night, and I had a chance to talk to Sean actually last night after the game, and he said he wanted Wolford in there to see what kind of defense Vegas was going to play. He also wanted to see what the crowd would sound like because, you know, crazily enough, more than half the fans were probably Raider fans last night. And then he saw it, and they went 3-and-out, and he said, well, why not? Let's bring him in, and he kept him in the whole game. But, no, Dan, there's no way we could have envisioned this, and, of course, there's absolutely no way. You can see a 98-yard drive with a minute and a half and no timeouts. And I was listening to Sean Salisbury on the show, you know, a little while ago, and it's true. I mean, at a certain point, you're reacting. And, I mean, it's almost like you're out on the street and you're going, hey, listen, you run down to the fire hydrant and make a left, and I'll hit you. And that last drive was sensational and obviously helped a lot by that personal foul penalty on Jerry Tillery.
But did you guys have access to Baker Mayfield prior to the game?
We did. Yeah, he was out of practice on Wednesday, and then last night Kirk and I had a good chance, a nice chance to visit with him on the field for about 10 minutes. And what struck me, I mean, he was up and he was ready and he was optimistic, and you know, he thought it could be a good night for him. He also had a wristband, and I think we showed it at one point on the telecast. I don't know how you read it without a microscope. I don't. And I think it was the type was so small. I mean, there's agatype and then there's mini agatype. And I'm looking at this thing going, I mean, and I said on the air, I said, even Ted Williams would have had, who was, of course, heralded among other things for having the best eyesight in the world, would have trouble reading it. But it was amazing. You know, he got in there. He felt confident. I mean, can you imagine if he had had the full complement of guys with him? You know, an offensive line that, you know, obviously has been in disarray, had a few penalties last night. And what if he had had Cooper Kupp? But he didn't have any of those guys. And yet he found Van Jefferson. He found Skowronek. They were able to do enough on the ground. And it was one of those amazing nights. It was one of those things where, you know, I said before the game, I said this could be you can't make this up night, not thinking it would be, and then it turned out to be.
Best team you've seen so far this year is who?
Well, we had Philadelphia, but we had them at Houston, and the Texans took them, you know, into the fourth quarter, so we didn't – they may have been looking past that game or whatever. But we, you know, on the Thursday night games, Dan, we only get a team one time. So we see them either at their, you know, at their best or at their worst, or somewhere in between. So it's hard to say, but you know, we had Tennessee at Green Bay. I thought they looked really good that night. Now I'm not quite sure exactly what they are. We'll get them against Dallas, I think, in week 17. So there's nobody that I can say right now is really so far ahead of everybody. I know that the Eagles have the best record. Obviously, I've seen a lot of their games on television and the rest. But, I mean, for the moment, I think I'd have to put them on top.
The ambiance in there when you're doing play-by-play, but then the public address announcer is doing his job, how difficult is it to do play-by-play when you have to compete with the public address announcer?
Fortunately, we have a headset on. Our audio people are fantastic, and they're able to, at least in our ears, block out a lot of that. But I have sat in that building not doing a game, and your eardrums split. Now, I know people are going to say, oh, get off my lawn kind of crap. Listen, Dan, if you can't talk to the person next to you, I don't get it. I don't get the screaming. I mean, last night, the doors opened up at like 4 o'clock or 3:30 for a 5:15 game, and he screamed into the doors are opening! Our house is open! What? There's nobody in the stadium, Dan. There's nobody in the stadium. And, you know, this our house thing is like crazy stuff, especially in a town where there are a lot of people who come in and, you know, make L.A. a destination when the visiting team comes in. And I said on the air last night, I said, you know, I don't know whose house it is. I mean, the Rams think it's their house. But for the Raiders, this might as well be an Airbnb because you had at least 50% of the crowd in Raider gear and rooting for the Raiders.
What's the loudest stadium you can remember? Any sport?
That's pretty close. I think this one is right up at the top four. You know what it is, Dan? Look, I grew up in New York, and the New York fan is sophisticated. And, you know, spending a lot of time in Philadelphia, those people are reacting genuinely. They're not Pavlov's dogs with a bunch of junk up on a big screen going, make noise. You know, and these phony, you know, the sound meters are up there. That's not a real sound meter. That's a phony cartoon. one of the things I love about sports is the real noise when the fans get it. And as I say, as a kid growing up in New York, New Yorkers, they love sports. They understand the nuance of the game. The cheering and booing is at the very appropriate time. It's not some, you know, garbage going, make noise. What do you mean make noise? What is that supposed to do? I guess jam the signals of the opposing team, but it doesn't. Everybody's got a silent count anyway. But anyway, that's my feeling. I love natural crowd noise when the crowd gets into it and the crowd is riding the rhythm of the game, what's happening on the field, as opposed to just, you know, screaming their guts out.
You had all of those marquee games on Sunday night for such a long period of time, and then you kind of look at the Thursday night schedule there. Not that you get to pick it. You still have to do the games, but the difference of knowing that something's going to be a great game as opposed to hoping that something's going to be a great game.
Yeah, it's different. I mean, there's no question. We only get each team once. I think we get Tennessee because of the vagary in the schedule. We get them twice this year. But every other team we get one time. So, you know, I'm missing the constant contact. Like last year on Sunday, we had Kansas City five times.
Yeah,
we had them three times plus a flex plus the playoffs, and had they gotten to the Super Bowl, that would have been a sixth. So you know certain teams inside out. The one thing I will say, though, this year, and obviously we've had some okay games, we've had some games that were not very good, but I thought about this the other day. 12 months ago or 10 months ago, Amazon had no infrastructure. There was nothing. No personnel, no cameras, no equipment, nothing. And now all of a sudden, here we are 10 months later, and I think, you know, I'm proud to say that I think these games are the quality and look like the same as they do on NBC or Fox or ESPN or CBS. We have Fred Godelli with us, who's been our producer at NBC for all of those years and at ABC before we all went over in 06. And, you know, I think the quality of the telecast, what it looks like, what it feels like, what it sounds like, will match it up with anybody. So, I mean, to be able to pull that off in 10 months, to me, is really spectacular. They've done a great job. And, you know, look, Amazon was intent on making this look like anything but a rinky-dink secondary telecast. And they've done it. They've gone out and they've proved it, and they have a big 11-year investment and want to make this great. And I think my personal feeling, the people they put together on the pregame show, great. Everybody's got a great point of view. They're smart. You got Richard Sherman and Andrew Whitworth and Tony Gonzalez, and Ryan Fitzpatrick is fabulous. Carissa Thompson's done a great job. So they put together a pregame show that, I mean, to me, is exciting, is relevant, is current. And I'm proud of what's gone on over the last 10 months there.
Good to talk to you as always. Hope you're well, and we'll talk to you soon.
We have to, Dano. Maybe before the holidays if you want. Otherwise, you know, after Groundhog Day, we'll be fine. Any time you guys want. Thanks. You got it.
Thank you, buddy.
Take care, bud.
That's Al Michaels, the Hall of Fame broadcaster. Amazon Prime Video, Thursday night. Final results of the poll question, Seton.
Oh, man. I'll tell you one poll question. Those pierogies were good.
Wait, are you not prepared here?
Sean McVay, turns out he was lucky still to get Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
Yeah, 57% of the vote.
Okay. Yep. Make sure you go to danpatrick.com and you vote. Most valuable, least valuable, most improved, least improved.
We're not going to get any kind of updates on the voting?
No. When Mario set this up on the website, he said, you know, nobody's going to be able to know what the totals are. And I said, good. I don't want somebody to be influenced by somebody who has got a lot of votes or somebody who has no votes or very few votes. I don't think anybody's going to have no votes there.
Well, I'm not going to have no votes because I voted for myself.
Yeah. You voted for yourself.
I haven't done it yet, but I plan to vote for myself.
How to do it?
Probably not. I'm going to have to go to the back and see the technological advancements back there.
And Marv, you're voting for yourself?
In all four categories.
Okay. You want to win something.
Yep.
I'm going to win something.
Most valuable, most improved, least improved.
However it goes.
Okay. All right. And then I have to make the pick for most valuable backroom guy. Should we do least valuable backroom guy?
Man.
Paulie?
I think Tyler's going to be tough to beat in the most valuable because he has access to all the callers. He knows their life stories. Mm. He asks about when their kids go to college, the mortgage situation.
Mm.
He chats them up.
Most valuable caller? You know what? I'm going to make Tyler pick the most valuable caller.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And you just ruined that poor fellow's weekend.
Tyler
right
is going to be, if you're watching on Peacock, there's Tyler and my puppies right down there
everybody wins.
Yeah, at his feet, yeah. Tyler is going to be miserable as he has to come up with the most valuable caller. Jeff in Detroit and James in Virginia, and I know who to pick. Let's go around the room what we learned on the program. I'm going to start back left with you, Todd. What did you learn today?
Charles Barkley went to dinner with Madonna once, but that's the only time they ever met, and it was before Dennis Rodman got involved.
Yeah, I remember hearing about it at the time, but I didn't think anything of it. And then she started dating Dennis Rodman after that. But Charles said that he went out to dinner, but did not date Madonna. Seton O'Connor.
Charles Barkley still paying for everything.
Yeah, he is a generous person. Has always been. Pick up the tab. Marv?
Barkley said Madonna and Rodman, both normal.
Yeah. And then, you know, when they put on the act, they were great. Paulie, what did you learn?
Al Michaels told us at the end of the Rams game last day, he should have said, do you believe in Mayfield?
Yeah, I like that one. Todd, what did I learn on today's award-nominated program?
We wonder what was worse for the disappointing Raiders, including you, losing to the new Colts coach Jeff Saturday or to new Rams quarterback Baker Mayfield?
Spread holiday cheer with the wood-fired way, the Traeger holiday sale. No better way to do it. Nobody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody,
Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.